is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Free Nutritious Meals program has now surpassed 15 million beneficiaries nationwide, as announced by the head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, in a press statement in Jakarta on Tuesday. He emphasized the government aims to expand coverage to nearly 20 million people. He also revealed the program has absorbed 8.2 trillion rupiah from the state budget, allocated specifically for nutritional interventions. He noted that while the funding focuses on meals, service units are built through partnerships, significantly boosting economic circulation in communities. Indonesian Immigration Office in Riau Islands has stepped up border surveillance to prevent visa violations following the recent deportation of 35 foreign nationals from the province. Speaking to journalists during a coffee morning session in Tanjung Pinang, Riau Islands on Tuesday, head of the Riau Islands Immigration Office, Ujo Sujoto, said the surveillance will involve regular independent and joint operations. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
In 2010, during my tenure as President of Indonesia, I traveled to Oslo, Norway, to participate in the International Conference on Climate and Forestry. I was honored to co-chair the conference alongside the then Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg. The spirit of this gathering was to unite global effort in combating climate change. Before departing Oslo, I was inspired to write a song because of our strong commitment during the conference to preserve the environment. In Jakarta, I collaborated with the renowned composer Erwin Gutawa, who arranged the music, which we titled Untuk Bumi Kita, meaning for our world in Indonesian. It was then sung by Sandi Sondoro, one of the prominent singers in Indonesia. 3 years later, in 2013, a musician from the U.S., Jeff Lober, translated the song into English, titled Save Our World. Jeffrey Pescato, an American singer, sang this version. In this video, in the new version of Save Our World, arranged by Toh Pati, 35 Indonesian artists from different generations lend their voices to sing this beautiful song. It is a call to action, inviting every country and everyone to join hands to protect our future generation from climate disaster. Together, we can make a difference. Enjoy the video and let us act now to save our world.
Mother Earth. I hope someday we together. Make a change forever. We can do it if we just try.
Save our world from our own distraction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray.
Bumili tayo ni tamal kahinupan.
Hutan ang lautan, kiralong lahit biru.
Mari kita bersama
jaga kerusakan.
Bersatulah wahai bangsa.
To protect our children, let us pray.
Well, listener, as Indonesia approaches its 18th Independence Day, the festive spirit is felt across the nations, and including in the easternmost region of Indonesia, Merauke, South Papua. From the main streets to the village corners, this red and white proudly wave in the wind. And right now, we have special report from Merauke itself, from RRI Merauke, Violeta. How are you, and can you tell us about the condition over there? Hello, Violeta, can you hear us?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Can you tell us what is going on over there?
Okay, thank you. Listener from the easternmost tip of Indonesia, the whole seems like my behind the it's something that in all books, the message of Merauke has been filled with the fragrance of rainbow flags. And every home of this school and moral body, like Senator Levin, has been deeply arranged by the opposite of unity and patriotism. On the minerals of all small problems, like that anyone can seem by as if like we say that Independence Day is near. So this is something of happiness. The ready appropriation of the official civil party of presidential white exile decorative panels from South Burma of the operation of number 7 weeks. The purpose is to bear to foster a sense of nationalism, fairness, and pride as citizens of the land of Merauke. So, like, say, from village to the cloud center, you will have to be so
Violeta, sorry, can you maybe the mic suddenly lost connection? Can you speak more freely, maybe check your connection?
Okay.
It's still distorted. The sound is still distorted. Maybe like you can unplug the mic or so check the connection maybe. Sorry, Violeta. Okay, for listener, as we wait for Violeta to fix the connection issues, I'm going to say that here in Jakarta, there is lots of preparation to be held. And of course, the main road of Monas is also closed as well. Things happen, but everything is cool because the 17th of August will be a special ceremonial day for Indonesia and of course for the world to see if you want to come to Indonesia maybe. And so after this, let's go back to Violeta. Violeta, how are you? Can you hear me? Maybe the connection is better?
Yes.
The sound is still distorted.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, Violeta, I'm sorry, but we'll get back to you later after the issue is fixed. And Voice listener, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to us. There will be lots of news and information from us through Indonesia to the world. So let's stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia.
Cheers. most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland. Kota Baru, gunungnya bermega. Bermega, bermana putih samakara. Bermana putih samakara. Batamu lawanlah adinda. Adinda iman di dadara. Sama layak iman di dadara. Sama
yang suria.
Well, listener, we've just listened to Novia Bachmann with Wonderland Indonesia. And right now, speaking of Wonderland Indonesia, Indonesia has lots and lots of islands for us to visit. And one of them is Merauke. Okay, we're back with Violeta with the information. So, Violeta, can you tell us what is going on in Merauke today?
Selatan, the spirit of the 88th anniversary of Indonesian independence is already in the air. Since the beginning of the August, the main street of Merauke has been filled with the red and white flags at every home, office, school, and government building. Flags and decorative pendants have been neatly arranged, creating a colorful theme of unity and patriotism. Along the main roads, a row of small fluttering flags greet anyone passing by, as you can see behind me, as it's whispering that Independence Day is near. And it's not happened by chance. The region of Merauke issued an official circular requiring all residents to raise the national flags and install decorative pennants from the start of August until the peak of the celebration on August 17th. The purpose is clear: to foster a sense of nationalism, togetherness, and pride as citizens of the land of Merauke. From the village to the town center, people have welcomed the call with enthusiasm. Many even decorate their yards with Independence Day ornaments, adding to the festive atmosphere here. And with every gust and wind making the red and white flag dance, because it's so windy in here. And it serves as a reminder that this freedom was won through struggle and must always be cherished. And sorry for the bad connection. I think we're not really independent on connection here. Hope it's getting better and better.
Okay, thank you so much, Violeta, for your information. But the bad connection is not an issue, but it is the spirit that we need to spread out Indonesian independence to Indonesia is what important. And thank you so much for your report from Merauke, and I hope the best for you and also for RRI Merauke. So, well, listener, that was the report from RRI Merauke from Voice of Indonesia about the Indonesian independence. And after this, there will be lots more report that will be sent from other RRI across Indonesia. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides Wudong Yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Gesang Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Gesang Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. The song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song, created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar, was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy!
Di bulan Desember,
Voice listener, we have a special message from one of our listeners. We have a message about the Indonesian Independence Day from Galap Abbas. The message read, Voice English, Indonesia is celebrating its 80th Independence Day. Happy Independence Day to Indonesia. This special day commemorates the country's independence from the colonialism, which was declared on August 17, 1945. Indonesians are proud to celebrate this milestone, and many are expressing their patriotism on social media. Voice of Indonesia. Being mainstream media in Indonesia can play a vital and impressive role to promote the bilaterally good futuristic relationship between Indonesia and Pakistan. Thank you so much, Galap Abbas, for your message and for staying true, for being our listeners in Voice of Indonesia. So, Voice listener, if your message want to be read out loud on the streaming, just like Galap Abbas, make sure to send your messages through our social media. There's Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter again at VOI Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
Ketika ku merenung dan katakan pada diri, jangan mundur bila kau tahu caranya untuk maju. Ku beranikan diri untuk ungkapkan isi di hati. Dengarkan lagu ini, jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku. Jangan abaikan ingatku, jangan remehkan perasaanku.
Apa, Bar? Mau nembak gue lagi lo ya? Iya, Bar, gue mau kok.
Ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti. Oh, sakiti. Oh,
Indonesia to the world.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Tulis cinta telah merasukiku, tak berwujud, tak tersentuh, hanya ku rasa. Dan jika wujudnya menjelma pada sebentuk hati, bukankah itu amanah dari yang kuasa menjaganya?
Bukankah itu amat
Tetaplah
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sometimes a happiness is just a happiness.